building what you want, such as a chimney or one of them overhead brick. I would call that a stack.
Yeah.
Then you take some water and you wash the wheel water come out clean before you get dry in there.
Uh-huh. Now, can you drive what do you drive then? Can you drive a...
What do you drive that wheel ball with?
No. Can you drive...
A car, yeah.
You can?
Yeah, I drive my own car, go to church, go to my church and then.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, if you had something squeaking in the car to lubricate it, you'd say you have to do what? You'd have to put this hard, solid stuff maybe on the car. They used to put it on axles in wagons.
That would be called axle grease.
Yeah.
Axle grease.
Yeah.
Now they use a different type of, that was when we had a 3-mule cart or wagon, then you grease that with axle grease, but not today. For automobile bearing and things, they use a heavier type of grease.
Yeah.
Special bearing grease.
Uh-huh. But you used to, you say, people used to have to what?
They used to buy that axle grease in a container.
Yeah, and they
and then make a pedal man out of wood and take some out and grease, take your wheel out and grease that axle. Even from scrunching.
From scrunching?
Yeah.
Now
you had to grease it about every other day.
Uh-huh. Now, if you got that on your hands.
Well, then you use soap.
Yeah, you say your hands were...
filthy with grease, you see.
Yeah, you say they were...
You would wipe it out.
Mm-hmm.
Or you would wash it with soap.
Yeah. You'd say you got grease on your hands were...
Well, I would say filthy with grease.
Okay, would you say grease?
What? Filthy.
Uh-huh.
With grease.
Okay. Or greasy?
Yeah, they would be greasy.
Okay. All right. Now, you said, now when you have a door hinge that's squeaking or something like that, you put what on it?
We use oil. We grease it about once a year. That's about all. Use oil. Quite can.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, let's see, the inside of the tire of a car is called, what, inside the tire you have the...
Innitube.
Yeah, right. They don't have them anymore, do they, in a lot of cars?
Some use innitube, some don't, but I tell you, I buy a tire that's tubeless,
yeah.
And I put a tube in it, or better, you get less punch.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's what I got on my... I had a punch on my car over 2 years.
Is that so?
Right. You put it in the tube, in that tubular stuff.
Does it ride better?
If it don't ride better, I can tell you, it's puncture-proof.
Yeah. I bet those old cars, those things rode what? How'd they ride? Were old cars as comfortable as these?
No, not nearly.
Uh-huh.
Automobile today is that car that on the outside, you're riding in a cloud. Put 5-6 people in there and they'll never stop jumping up and down.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's better driving today. More smooth.